Sich nicht Mr. Daniel Shane, was you sure follow.
Okay, we're continuing in the packet 21 in Dover Sheshul Matirin. So, if you take a look on page 12 of the Mordechai, Torah Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechusarim Shchika Mutar Lishtos Hamashke Shezov B'Shabbos. In other words, you have grapes, and the grapes, the liquid oozes out of the grapes. And it was basically pounded on Friday. So throughout Shabbos, it's continuing to ooze out. So some oozed out already on Friday, and then it continues. Now, the halacha is that mashkin shezovu, that if you have liquid that oozes out of a fruit on Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink those mashkin. It's in the Rabbanah. You might come to squeeze more, whatever. So, but here he says it's okay. Why? Because it was already pounded yesterday. Aval pi she'ein shchukim heitev, hilkach lo mizbay anovim shedarkim beregel v'hutziyay nosu b'chofetz nosu mayim luk. Miklo tatam, temet muta glimshach mimemet derech barza alfa bishich tzaseyem meesmo. Shor lishtos yad ezom enom shkukim shorei dorchim osam beregel heitev. Fil gigas mele anovim botim osam maklos. Im anovim gigas vayim chusarim dricha shein deruchim rach ma'ad lo beregel vol bekoro gam yosa gigas muta glimshach bebarza b'shabes lishtos. Why? Because harbein Mashkin harbe yotzu me'erev Shabbos. In other words, if Mashkin already came out on Friday, so even the ones that are coming out on Shabbos are sort of batel in the Mashkin from Friday. So why isn't this considered a Dover Sheshul Matirin? Choritz, I sort of like Mukta. In other words, Mashkin Shezovu, why should you relate only Ayam Bittel on Shabbos? The stuff that's coming out on Shabbos is already bottled into the thing, the mashkin that came out on Friday already. But isn't this a Dover Sheshul Matirin? Because you can just wait till Sunday, and you don't have to rely on bittul. So lo dami, why? Lo dami Dover Sheshul Matirin sheyachol hamtin al mohar tafil bel robodim hamimilik sheyisu be'en mitchila. He sees mashkin. The whole idea of Dover Sheshul Matirin is like an egg that was nolad, right? So an egg that was nolad, so what's the din? So it's born on Shabbos, right? And then say it got mixed in. But originally, it was a separate entity, a separate visible entity. But here, it was never a separate visible entity. Because as soon as the mashkin came out of the grape on Shabbos, it already went directly into the mashkin from Friday. So it was never a separate visible entity. Avalhani lo nigru me'olam. Elamad man sheyotzim is'arvin shomim ha'mashkin shalheta sheyotzim me'esmo. So he says, Rabbi Shabbos coming, yeah. So therefore he says, if it was what's called, I think Poskim or Shechter mentioned, it, that's Baba Olam B'Taruvus. In other words, most Taruvus has happened later. First the thing is Asa, and then it got mixed later in life. But this is called Baba Olam, like Rav Shechter pointed out. It's Baba Olam B'Taruvus. So something that's Baba Olam Betaruvis says that Mordechai's Mechadesh, that there's no din of Dovash Yeshla Matirin. Because I guess Dovash Yeshla Matirin is a din Rabbanon. You know, and if it's not noticeable, you know, sort of like what we said in the Issur V'Heter, that if it's not noticeable, so then Chachamim didn't ask Dovash Yeshla Matirin. It's not noticeable. So anything that was Baba Olam Bataruvas. The second, it was already, it was oozing from Friday. And the new things that were oozing on Shabbos went right into it. So it was never a separate entity. So Mbeila, that's why there's no din of Dovash Yeshla Matirin. So that's the Chiddush of the Mordechai. That Baba Olam Bataruvas, there's no Dovash Yeshla Matirin. Okay. And we should look up Yeah, this is quoted in the Ramon Shulchan Aruch on page 27. Ramon says, "Call top line. Call Isser Shaloh Hayad Niker Kodim Shinasarev Havei Bato. Alpha V should Dovash Yeshla Matirin. The Aruch, the Shem Smag, and Mordechai Perakam of the Shabbos." Okay, so that is the that's the idea of Baba Olam the Taruvus. So now let's see more. Okay, let's look on page 29, the famous Tzlach. Tzlach was the note of Yehuda. Say you have a Beit Shenolda on Shabbos and Yontif, or Tzmukta. And what we said, if that Beit gets Nisari with other Beitzim, so you can't eat any of them, even though it should be bottle. But because of Dovash Yeshla Matirin, ain't no bottle. But Muktzah has two halachas to Muktzah. One halacha is you're not allowed to move Muktzah, tiltul Muktzah. And another halacha is you're not allowed to eat Muktzah, if it's food. Not all Muktzah is food. But if it's food, you can't eat it. So this Beitza that was Nold of Shabbos, so Yontif, that is in Zarev, so it's not bottled, you can't eat it, you have to wait till Sunday, because it's Dovash Yeshla Matirin. But say you want to put it in the fridge, you want to put it away someplace, are you allowed to move it? So at first glance, it would say, it's Muktzah, you can't move it. Ah, it's bottled, but it's Dovash Yeshla Matirin. Dovash Yeshla Matirin is ain't a bottle. So the Tzlach has a Chiddush. The Chiddush of the Tzlach is that Dovash Yeshla Matirin doesn't apply to Tiltul. It only applies to Achila. Why? Because Achila, you can only eat the cookie once. Once you eat it, it's gone. You can only eat the egg once. But to be metaltal something, you can be metaltal something many times, right? I take this packet, I'm metaltal here, there. Tiltul is many times. So the Tzlach says like this. When it comes to eating, since you're going to only eat it one time, right? Since you're going to eat it one time, so then what do we say? So don't eat it with a question based on Bittul. Wait till, it's Mutter. without any shilas. But when it comes to, so therefore, Chacham said, you can eat it once. But when it comes to tiltul, you're telling me don't be metaltal because I can wait till, but I want to be metaltal today and tomorrow. I don't want to just be metaltal today. Because, so therefore, you, the Chacham don't have a right to limit me. If it's, I'm going to eat it only one time anyway, so then I might eat it without any shilas. So when it comes to tiltul, it's ketach abatol, and therefore you can be metaltal all the beitzim, even the beitzim shenol debiyantiv that falls into other beitzim. You can, if you want to move them someplace, you can move them anywhere you want. But when it comes to achila, achila is only one time. You only eat something. The beitzim is going to be one time. So then, if you can wait, don't do it otherwise. So that's the tzlach. Let's see the tzlach inside on page 29. Fabiarti bechidushe mimasech de beitzas. Vinisarva, we know the Behuda. Yeah, the Gabiyantiv, the Nolod Ba Osu, Mashim, Shub Dovish, Shlomatir, Kasafti, Tadal Obotel, Hainal Inya Isra Achila. Val Inya Isra Tilta, Lo Shaykh Dovish, Shlomatir, Tatam, the Dovish, Shlomatir, Lo Botel, Mishum Shad, Shechlenu, Hayom, Al Yidei Bittel, Rei Rashi Svar, Hayochol, Lo Ochlo, Lachas Man, Beheter. I know Achila, Shemanashach, Shemashi Yochal Hayom, Lo Yochal Machar. Kin Achila is Shechal Hayom be Isser, Yochal Lechol Machar beheter. Aval Tiltul Yochal Taltal Hayom Vagam Lamachar. But Tiltul She Taltal Hayom, who? Bithne Atzmo, the Machar Bithne Atzmo. Chenen Yomer Linyan Hanah. Came to Shemachal Hanah, Yishogam Hanah, Sheinu Shokiloi. Same thing by Hanah. Hanah, you say Hanah by smelling something. So I want to smell today, I'm going to smell tomorrow. So then it's not, then it'd be Batal. Gam Hanah she'enu shokiloi, if it's Hanah shokiloi that he's going to be destroyed, so then once you do the first time the Hanah, so then you can only do it once. Gam Hanah she'enu shokiloi, kiyol hariach bov chadome, she'yochol hanos hayom gam lamachar, you want to give something to the dog. The Beit Shenolda to the dog. So that's only one time. You can give it again. So then you have to give it on Sunday. One second. Wait, I'm sorry. I think I said it wrong. One second. No, he says, by Hanah, since there's some Hanahs that are initial Kiloi, we're not Mechalik. So even the Hanah that's Kiloi, we let you do it today. Because seven Hanahs, Achilas is one time, but Hanah, there's some Hanahs that I could repeat, like smelling something. I could smell it today, I could smell it tomorrow. So by Hanahs, it can be multiple times, so therefore it is batal. Because you don't have the svar of wait. Because wait means you can do it one time anyway, so wait till tomorrow. But Hanah you can do multiple times. And even Hanah that is only one time, we made a low plug. And all the Hanahs are the same, and therefore it's batal. Okay, so that's the famous slach. Okay. Okay, so then, what's still left in the packet? Chadash, we didn't do Chadash yet. Chadash. Let's see the story by Chadash. So
So let's see the Gemara in Menachos. Here, Gemara Menachos on page 19. So what's the din? The din of the Torah is that all the produce of the Chameshus Minim Dogon that took root after the second day of last year's Pesach is Chadash and will only be mutter to eat once the second day of Pesach comes next year. Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash, they brought a Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. That's why we count Sfiras Omer from that Korban. But today we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Korban Omer. So we say the Etzem Hayom. Once the day comes, the second day of Pesach comes, so it becomes Mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai made a Takana, you should wait till the end of the day. Not really Mikra Din, it's the beginning of the day, of the second day. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was afraid that people are going to, if we're going to get a mutter at the beginning of the day, so then the Beis HaMikdash will be built, Bez Hashem, and then they remember, we ate it already in the morning, but they won't realize, because there was no Beis HaMikdash ate in the morning. Now that there's a Korban Omer, you have to wait till the Korban's brought, that's somewhere in the middle of the day. So therefore they said, don't eat in the morning because it'll come to make a mistake once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and you have to wait till the Korban Omer and you'll be eating it based on your recollection from the previous year to eat in the morning, so always wait till the end of the day. Okay, so that's the din. So what about in Chutz La'aretz? So the Gemara says like this, Rav Papa Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua Achli Chadash Be'orta Deshitzer Nagi Shivtzer. So when did they eat the korban? What does it say? The orta the shitzer. Nagi Shivtzer. In other words, the night go between the 16th and the 17th. I mean, the first day of Pesach, the 15th. So really should be mutter on the 16th, the end of the 16th. So that's what they did. They ate it on the night of the... after the 16th day. That night, between the 16th and the 17th, they ate it, because it's the end of the second day. That's when you're supposed to eat it. They have the takana of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Kasavri chadash b'chutz la'aretz d'rabbanan. The chadash b'chutz la'aretz is d'rabbanan. U'sfeka lo chashina. And we're not choshish for the sfeka d'yoma. In other words, so we treat it like a regular thing on the second day. For Rabbanan de Beit Ravashi, ochlu b'tzafra the shivser, but they waited till the morning of the 17th. Kasavi chadash b'chutz la'aretz deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'di Rabbanan kolmar, v'chi talking l'yom ha'neif, l'sveika lo talkin. So he says you have to wait, it's the deraisa, you have to wait till the 17th. And the takana of Rav Kasav Hilka Chashin of the Sveika will ochli mi orta. Vitzaf, in other words, Hilka Chashin of the Sveika will ochli mi orta. Vitzafra ochli le. Well, Chashin of the Takana of Yochanan Zakim, Shum Gezerit Rabbanon, was that was only said on the 16th day. But if you're going to really wait till the 17th day, then it's okay. So it's the rice, so you have to do Sveka de Yoma. Right? So the Sveka de Yoma is when? Is that the first day of Pesach is really the 16th. So the second day of Pesach is the 17th. So he waited till the 17th. Ah, really supposed to wait till the end? That was Takanas Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai only said it if you're keeping the 16th day. He never said it on the 17th that you have to wait till the end. So it's a machlokes in Chutz Laaretz. Do you eat it at the end of the 16th? Really at the 16th day? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says the end of the 16th or the 17th day? Right, so that is the question. So there's the two opinions in the Gemara. But the Shaila is like this. Why don't we say that what? That it's a Dovah Shei Shlo Matir. So you have a question whether you should... whereas one opinion says it's the Rabbanan. So since it's the Rabbanan, you could be... You don't have to add an extra day of Sveka de Yoma. Because the whole thing is only the Rabbanan. The other opinion says it's the Raisa, so you wait till the 17th day. But so the opinion that says you could eat it already on the 16th day, because the whole Issa Chodesh is the Rabbanan, so you don't have to worry about the Sveika Drabbanan, the Sveika, the Yoma on a Drabbanan. Just like by Hanukkah, we don't light, when we light, this question the Rishonim asked, when do we light 9 candles of Hanukkah, have extra the Sveika the Yoma? So Drabbanan, we don't mark it on Sveika the Yoma. So, but the question is, so what is Drabbanan? But it's a Dovah Shei Shlo Matirin. So everyone should agree that you have to wait till the 17th day. Because what are you telling me that it's the Rabbanan, so there's no Sveka de Yoma, but it's a Dovah Shei Shlo Matirin. So that's the Chidushi on Sheishen. Take a look. On the bottom of page 20. And the right. But it's the Rabbanan, so therefore you don't have to be machmir. But we should be machmir because it's Dovah Shei Shlo Matirin. So why not wait the extra day? Right? Because it's going to become mutter anyway tomorrow. So why be makel today? So he says because it's not really a suffix. He says, Hasan Bari B'Suffix Kviya Diyacha. V'anan B'Kiyim B'Kviya Diyacha. Okay, B'Kiyim. Because since we're Bucky, we really know it's not really a suffix anymore. So therefore, since it's not really a suffix, you could just eat it on the 16th. All right, Rava made a parish cause of Domikri Mishum Duchta, Tavashi Ishlo Matirin, Tavashi Yasuli Sur Mishana Lashana. Anything that's going to become usher, we discussed this by Pesach. That maybe Chametz for Pesach is not considered Dovah Shei Shlo Matirin because it's going to become usher next Pesach. So next year you're going to have an Issa Chadash again. So the Pri Chadash says, what in the world are you talking about? The Issa Chadash of next year is not going to be on this. It already passed, once you pass second day of Pesach once in your lifetime, that's it, you're mutter forever. Chametz, every year that Chametz is going to be usher again. So that you could say maybe it's not a Dovah Shei Shlo Matirin because, but Chadash, once it's, so what does he mean the Rabbeinu Peretz says that it's going to become Aser again? Because look at the Pri Chadash here on page 21. He says, take a look. In the
first wide line, in the middle. Rav Rabbeinu Yontif Tiritz. Is it Rabbeinu Yontif or Rabbeinu Peretz? We have Rabbeinu Peretz. He has Rabbeinu Yontif. Rabbeinu Yontif Tiritz. The Chomitz is over this year.
But next year becomes Asr again. This Chomitz is going to stay here by next Pesach, it will become Asr. Doesn't understand. This, in other words, you want to say this: the Isser comes back in general, not on this Chaticha, but so then say the same thing by Mukhtza. Next Shabbos is going to be an Isser Mukhtza. It won't apply to this Beit Shanova, but the Isser, so you can't say that it's talking about this Chaticha. So once this Chaticha is Mutter, it's always going to be Mutter. So it's a Pella. And then, what about the Gemara Nedarim? Kol davar sheyesh lo matir lo tevel ma'is sheyin v'hektesh v'chadash. V'chadash, the Gemara says. Lo nidu v'cham shir. I mean, it's bottom. He said, I'm Yerushalmi. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's not bottom. Lo nidu v'cham. It's not bottom. It's davar sheyesh lo matir. So they have a fairish. Tevel, Maisesheni, Hektish, Chadash, is Dovah Sheish, no material. This is going to go, it doesn't matter. But the Melchabir, the Chadash, the worst of the fairish, the Chadash, Mikri, Dovah Sheish, no material. Hepach das, Harav, Rabbeinu Yontif. Hey, Tosaf, Harash, Betar, Sabais, the Chadash, Mikri, Dovah Sheish, no material, the Tzumu, Shulam, Matir, Yom Shish, also, Mimela, Bach. Hey, Tosaf, Rambam, etc. So the whole thing is a Pella. What can I tell you? It's a Pella, and that's it. It's not such a clear Yisha for that. Okay, so what else do we see here? So we almost did everything. Now we have the Mishnah Bikurim. On page 31. Yesh b'maisa u'vikur ma'ashen ki b'chur ma'ashen b'maisa u'vikur ma'tunim ha'vos mo'chum u'tunim v'idur v'asurim lo'oynim v'shim ma'ater v'chem v'bir v'shim poiter. Basurin, the kol shehim lechol b'yishalayim. So let's see the Bar Tanura, page 32. Basurin, ma'is hasheinu bikurim shenisarvu b'chulin. So bikurim, you eat in Yerushalayim, you give to the kohen, right? So say the bikurim, the thing that you mafish with bikurim, got mixed into other fruit. So you had the grapes that you were mafish with bikurim, and then they got mixed in other grapes. So would it be bottle? So he says, no, it's not bottle. Why? Kolomim savor ma'aseshen bikurim ba'od shehein b'toch Yerushalayim ba'oshim b'tarubas b'chol shem v'achol b'toras chulim mishum because in other words, you want to now say it's bottle, that's not Bikurim anymore. But it's a Dovah Sheishlo Matirin, because you could eat it in Yerushalayim. Without relying on Bittel, you could eat it B'Torah's Bikurim. But you can bring it to Shulayim. Kovish Torah Halosim Lo Mikri Dovish Eva Shulati. Oh, no, I said it wrong. He says that it's. Whereas the first things are truma, you know, other things you could eat. Yeah. Other things they could eat it right away. So it's a bottle. But Maisa Shane and Bikurim, that when this Arvu outside of Yerushalayim, so would we say that it's not Batel? Because you can bring it to Yerushalayim. So it's the Dovah Sheishlo Matirin. So the Bar Tanur says, what the Mishnah means to say is no. It's not a Dovah Sheishlo Matirin. Why? Because it's a big tircha to bring it to Yerushalayim.
I can be poured.
Yeah, on say Maisa Sheni, we can pour the Bikurim, say. Oh, so that's what. But look in the Tosas on Sheshem. Tevel's davar sheishlo matirin that you can be mafresh from malchum acher. Zafke brachem yishlaim harbe. If it's brachem yishlaim, so then it's a tircha. So then that's not called Dovah Sheishlo Matirin. Well, so he asked you a question. What about Pidyon? Look at the Ban and Tosan Sheshem. You see where it says, last word on the line is Rachok. Last word on the line is Rachok. You see that? Keep going down. Last word on the line is Rachok. Yeah? The last word on the line is Rachok. On the Tosas on Sheshem, page 32, on the right. The last word on the line is Rachok. Tosas on Sheshem, page 32. Got it? The last word on the line is Rachok, yeah? Yeah? V'afal gav zafil Rachok harbe yish. Lo matirin, de pidyon, lo mikri b'hach yesh lo matirin, ketrum de shlom de heter, de sheilov, lo havi yesh lo matirin, mishum de lekin mitzvah le chule Allah. Because there's no mitzvah to be hadu ataris nedarim. Tafkim nedarim, mitzvah le chule, says yesh lo matirin. But by this, to be po de, my mitzvah, you can lift up, there's no mitzvah. Why should you be poldek? Take away the kedusha. Don't do that. You shouldn't be doing that. So therefore, it's not called yesh lo matir. Okay. So those are the. So I think we covered it all. Safek sheyavo heter we talked about babol mitaruvus. Tam, Heter Bofen Acher, Chametz Bepesach, we discussed Machlokas Rambam and the Mordechai, Chadash, Ochosh, Chadab, Tuchel Mutzah, the Tzlach, and Bikurim. So these are the the things about Tavishay Shlomatim. But the Rabbeinu Yontif, Rabbeinu Peretz, is very difficult. Because the worst of the Feirish, Chadash is considered Tavishay Shlomatim. So what is he saying? It's not a Tavishay Shlomatim. So you have to say the first Teretz. That this is not called a suffix because it's about we're Baki and Kvir Diacha, so that's why he can eat it on the 16th because we can follow the Iker Halacha that it's the second day of Pesach is the 16th, and it's not Okay, so this is okay. So Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue on the packet, the next packet after this. Okay, Bez Hashem.